Gene, on the line now, we've got Jan from the Pays des Gex Tourist Office, who's going to tell us what's going on in the Pays des Gex over the next couple of weeks. Jan, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing great.
Good. Now, Jan, all morning I'll be mentioning the fact that this great exhibition you've had going on in the Chateau de Voltaire for the DreamWorks movies, that is soon coming to an end. I mean, it's been a phenomenally popular exhibition, isn't it?
It has, because it's geared towards families. It's geared towards, you know, everyone that loves to laugh and enjoy. And it really is a once in a lifetime opportunity to see these works of art being displayed in our cultural icon, which is the Chateau de Voltaire.
Right. And it's been on for a while, but it does end at the end of this month. So really just a couple of weeks left of it, and then it will all disappear. So if you actually want to go and see that, I do, as I've been mentioning all morning. I've got some tickets. Janet's given me some tickets to give away for that. If you fancy being in the draw, just tell me your favourite DreamWorks movie, or perhaps your favourite DreamWorks character in one of those movies. Yeah, and I have to say Shrek is coming out way on top on that little survey.
That's because it's my favourite as well, I think.
Yeah, I think so. No, Shrek's certainly. Anyway, so that's going, like I say, a couple of weeks. So tell us your favourite DreamWorks movie, and you'll be in the draw for those free tickets we've got to give away for that. So you can grab that over the next couple of weeks. Now, Jan, I just want to mention as well that, of course, the Chateau de Voltaire, I mean, itself has had a bit of a renovation, hasn't it, over the last couple of months. So it's well worth visiting for that as well.
That is correct. It was completely renovated about 3 years ago, and it really does allow you to understand who Voltaire was and the impact that he had on the region, as well as, you know, obviously on so many different topics during his lifetime and even afterwards.
Okay. Anyway, so that's going on the DreamWorks exhibition until the end of this month. Right now, Jan, let's take a look at what's going on right now, though, or certainly over the next few weeks, because the message is summer is not over. It really isn't. And you've got lots of music going on in the Pays des Gex. What's happening here?
Well, the Pays des Gex has always been a mecca for music, especially in the summertime, and we've taken it up a notch. Earlier this summer, we had the Cubano de Salsa Festival, which was at the top of Crozet, which is the only salsa festival at 1,300 meters. It was a huge success, and we're continuing with that. But we still have summer concerts that are going on in Lelex and Crozet on Thursdays and Fridays, respectively. We've got two more this Thursday and this Friday, and then the following Thursday and next Friday. We have the jazz in Fort-de-Cruz, which is going on until the 29th. A little bit later on, we've got the Chamber Music Festival in Ferney, going from the 25th of August to the 5th of September. And then there's, you know, lots of other things going on. We've got the Sound and Light Show. For those who have not seen it yet, I highly encourage them to go and see it at Fort-de-Cruz, which will be going on Wednesdays and Sundays at nighttime until the 30th of September.
Okay, so there's a lot going on. I mean, all the information here, Jan, is going to be available on your website, isn't it?
Absolutely, on paysdesgex-montjura.com, where you will find a complete list of all of the events, cultural, gastronomic, everything that's going on.
Okay, so if you want to check that one out, that's paysdesgex-montjura.com. All the information is there. Out of all of those, though, Jan, I mean, I think the summer concerts up in Lelex and Crozet, I mean, they're the highlight. I mean, for me, I mean, getting up into the mountains, experiencing some live music with the fantastic views you get in the Pays des Gex, I mean, that really is a highlight, isn't it?
It is, and it's also an opportunity to go and go for, you know, a walk, a hike, you know, take the lifts up. They're open. You know, this was the first summer that we were open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it's been a huge success. Everyone's appreciated the opportunity to have additional opportunities to go up the mountain, and so Our restaurants have opened. The restaurants that are up on altitude, that are up on top of the mountains, have been open and have been, you know, serving our guests and our visitors and our residents, and it just makes for an awesome day.
Okay, all right. So there, all those things going on in the Pays de Gex at the moment. Check it out on their website, which is paysdegex-monjura.com. All the information's there. Jan, thanks very much indeed.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. That was Jan there from the Pays de Gex Tourist Office. It's 9:20.